News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness is urging members of the public to demonstrate the values of peace, goodwill, and cooperation throughout the remainder of the festive season. Mr. Holness says achieving the goal of making Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business requires people to prize the values of cooperation and collaboration over confrontation and conflict.
You don't have to have money to show love. Your words of encouragement and upliftment, your smile, your generosity of spirit can warm hearts. Go over to a shut-in and give a helping hand. Reach out to a child. Call up a family member you might not have been in touch with. Mend fences. Call someone from whom you might have been estranged. Pass on the love that Jesus passed on to you.
The Prime Minister is also expressing gratitude to members of the essential services who are required to work on holidays. Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett says tourist areas on the North Coast are to benefit from several reforms geared at improving visitor experiences. Among these reforms, Mr. Bartlett says, will be the appointment of a destination manager for the Port of Falmouth next year, as well as the restructuring of resort boards in Ocherius and Montego Bay.
We are going to be restructuring the resort boards. In fact, we're changing the name to make them resort development councils, right? So that these are going to be constituted of people who are involved in the delivery of the day-to-day experience in the resort. So like the health and the fire, you know, and the MSWMA, people sanitation, right? And the local authorities.
Minister Bartlett was speaking in a recent interview with Ian Boyne. The Ministry of Health is urging Jamaicans to be vigilant against contracting influenza viruses, typically more common around this time of year. The ministry's caution comes in light of the flu season, which occurs during the cooler months, September to March. Director of Health Promotion and Protection in the Ministry of Health, Dr. Sonia Copeland, says influenza A and B are the types mainly seen in Jamaica.
The symptoms are coughing, sneezing, and it can spread rapidly because these are droplets that are airborne, so persons who are close by or who would have touched surfaces that the person who is ill has touched, they can then become infected, especially if those fingers are going up to the eyes, in and around the nose, the mouth. This is how it is easily transmitted.
Other symptoms include fever, headaches, tiredness, and to a lesser extent, body aches, vomiting, and diarrhea. And the Development Bank of Jamaica, DBJ, is to embark on a marketing campaign in the new year, geared at getting more commercial banks to offer loan financing to micro, small, and medium-sized enterprises, MSMEs. Managing Director of the DBJ, Milverton Reynolds, says the bank will focus on getting more of its approved financial institutions to offer loans to MSMEs backed by the DBJ's Credit Enhancement Facility, CEF.
We plan to start this marketing campaign early in the new year with all of our AFIs. And we are actually going to be meeting with the commercial banks to encourage them now that they have this relief of capital that they are really now needing to go there and make sure that it is available to the SMEs.
Under the CEF, the DBJ will stand as guarantor for MSMEs seeking to obtain loans from specific financial institutions. Those are some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Theodore Henry.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Do not post your location on social media. Predators are always seeking potential victims online.
Always walk in groups. If you happen to be walking alone and suspect you're being followed, make an alarm or go into a crowded area to get help.
And parents, ensure you have a recent photograph of your child to assist the public in identifying him or her should your child become missing. And remember, under the ANANDA alert system, every missing child should be reported immediately to the police or the Office of the Children's Registry.